Church, thank you for being a mission-minded church who truly does have a dedication to wanting the Word of God to get out and make an impact in the community. And that, my friends, is what the Gideons try to do on your behalf. If you've heard anything from the Gideons, you've probably heard some testimonies at one point or another. You've probably heard about the soldiers that have put, and there are, I say that plural, soldiers that have had copies of God's Word given to them at boot camp, put in their jacket and go out into battle. And we have the testimony of them coming back and having a bullet found in it. Most recently, that was in Ukraine. We had a soldier in Ukraine write us and tell us that this has happened. You might be interested to know that wherever your political leanings are, I don't care this morning. In the Ukrainian war, we've had the opportunity in that area. You know, Christians are in Russia, Christians are in Ukraine, and we have Gideons in both countries. And we've had the opportunity there to have about 3 million copies of God's Word since the beginning of that war distributed in that area and to soldiers throughout that region. You might have heard about the prisoner who did get that Bible behind bars, and he got one just about this size, and it was the perfect size for him to roll up for his cigarettes. So he just started tearing them out, and he finally got to John, right? And he started reading about Christ, and he started, instead of tearing them out, reading them and coming to know Christ as his Savior. You might have heard about the lady that was living in her car and found one of these under her car seat one evening. No idea how it got there, pulled it out, and in the back of every one of these, we put a prayer of salvation. And she got to that prayer and said it out loud and gave her life to Christ that evening. But my point is this. Over and over and over again, we continue to receive these testimonies from people where God is using His Word to meet them at their point of need. That is what we're about. We're trying to get God into these people's lives at their point of need. So who are the Gideons? I spoke at a church one time, Pastor, and I actually went early. I attended a Sunday school class, and there was a gentleman in the class. He had no idea. He's like, "Are you the people that like ride in on the buggies, you know, with the?" And I'm like, no, we're not Amish. We're just..." So the Gideons are, you might not know, we're Christian businessmen and professional men and our wives. And our goal is this, it's to see people come to Jesus Christ. That's our passion. That is our one mission. Now we accomplish that mission primarily through the distribution of His Word because we believe in the power of God's Word. But I want to make this very clear, we are not a Bible distribution ministry. That is not our goal. Our goal every year is to see people, men, women, boys, and girls, come to Jesus Christ. That's our goal. And so I just want to make that clear to you, that when you're walking alongside us and praying for us and giving to this ministry, yes, you are giving to get God's Word out, but it is on mission to see people come to Jesus Christ. We put these in what we call traffic lanes of life. Pastor mentioned a lot of them. He gave a bulk of my presentation right there, where we put, you know, in the schools and in the jails. But our point is this. We want to insert God's Word into people's lives in these traffic lanes of life so that they are influenced and they find a story. They find a story of God's salvation and God's compassion that they can turn to at their point of need. We have a global impact. We're in about 200 different countries, territories, possessions around the world. And what I mean by that is I don't go to those 200. We don't travel. We have business people that are Christians, that are Gideons, on the ground. The way I like to say it at church is you have boots on the ground in 200 different countries and territories and possessions around the world that are handing out God's Word and witnessing to people on your behalf. As a global ministry, we make a local impact through what we call local camps. That's what we have. I'm from Plant City. We have a camp in Plant City. Swanee has we call it Suwanee South. It's Levy, Gilchrist, and what's the other? Dixie County that meet. So we make a local impact through a global ministry. And I just wanted to share quickly this morning, kind of give you some encouragement about what God is doing through this ministry. Through a local impact we recently had 3 weeks ago, and I was privileged to participate in this, down in the Fort Myers, Naples area. We were able to go down with a team of about 100 Gideons, and most of them were from here in Florida, but some came from out of state. Some even came from overseas to join this effort that we were going down to restock the very, very damaged and devastated area of Fort Myers and Naples that have been hit over and over, it seems like, for a number of years with storms and floods. And our goal was to go in and flood that area, not with water, but with God's Word. So we ahead of the 100 people showing up, shipped 40,000 scriptures down, and a church held it for us. We showed up, and in 1 week, we're able to distribute those copies of God's Word into that area. That consisted of putting God's Word in over 800, just in that 1 week, over 800 different medical facilities, like doctor's offices, and nursing homes, and hospitals, to people like Joe, who got handed a copy of God's Word in his hospital bed, and after praying the prayer of salvation, turned his life to Christ. And God has began to orchestrate a new life for Joe, just because of someone in a church at some point saying, I'm going to give, I'm going to pray, and the Gideon somewhere saying, I'm going to go, and showing up and handing out copies of God's Word. We were able to place God's Word into many of the hotels that were damaged down in that area. I was actually able to step foot into the Naples Ritz-Carlton. I'm telling you, that is like $900 a night kind of place there. That was, but at the same token, I was able to go down to a little two-room motel. Notice motel, not hotel. Two-room motel down in Everglades City. And we were able to distribute scriptures throughout all of the hotels in that area. And we got a testimony one time. A gentleman named Mike. He had been kicked out of his house after 23 years of marriage because of alcohol abuse. And he found himself in a hotel room. How many of you ever spent the night at a hotel and found a Gideon Place Bible there? Raise your hand. A lot of you. You might be interested to know that of all of the scriptures distributed through the Gideons last year, by the way, God gave us the opportunity to distribute over 67 million copies worldwide last year. Out of all of those scriptures, less than 7% go into hotels and motels. Yet that's where we're known the most, right? That's where a lot of you probably realize, oh yeah, I've seen one of those before. That's only 7% of what we do. Mike wrote in one time, said, I found one of your scriptures, and I just want to say thank you because I was able to stay in that hotel room for 6 days praying and reading the scripture you had placed there, and God healed me of my addiction. I'm back with my wife now. So those are the kind of testimonies. That's the power that we see God doing for people and the transforming power of God's Word that you are participating in when you join in with us on doing this mission. We placed God's Word that week in jail. Gideons do go to jail, not in that way, but in a distribution way. We go to jail. We were able to place God's Word in jails that week to a gentleman named Bill who came across a copy of one of them that were placed in there. And as I said before, he got to the back, and Gideon walked him through and had a prayer with him. And Bill turned around and started telling all the other inmates how they could be forgiven of what they had done too. So it's not just one person that you're having an impact on. It can be multiple people. We were able to place God's Word just that week in over 60 different, what I would call first responder locations, EMT, firefighter, police offices. 8,000 copies of God's Word that week went into the hands of students leaving the schools of Collier and Lee County. As they walked out of the school, oddly enough, we weren't allowed on property, so we stood on the sidewalks. And as the ones that were walking out, we could hand a copy to. So 8,000 students were handed a copy of God's Word that week, plus another 1,000 on the campus of Florida Gulf Coast University in Fort Myers. So I'm here to say thank you on their behalf. God is doing something. When I see that kind of effort going forth and the fruit coming out of that, I just leave changed, right? And I hope you're encouraged this morning by hearing about what God is doing. He's been using the Gideons for over 100 years to help place His presence and His Word into people's life at their point of need. If you have your scriptures with you this morning, I would love for you to turn to the book of Isaiah. I'm going to be reading a few scriptures out of that book over the next few minutes. Isaiah 55. If there was a motto, it's not official, but if you talk to any member of the Gideons International, we would probably tell you our motto is Isaiah 55:11. It says this, if you want to read along with me here, and we'll be reading some others, but I wanted to read this one this morning. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void. It shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. That's our promise that we claim. We know that God's word is so powerful that we can leave it in a hotel room, walk away, and it's still going to accomplish its purpose. Right? We don't even have to be there. Now, when we have the opportunity, we want to speak into that person's life, but God's word will accomplish its purpose. Now, if you, like in my scripture, most scriptures have kind of headers that are put in. They're not part of the original text. They're kind of part of just the translation team's separation of the chapters. But if you look up at the top of chapter 55, you'll probably see something at the header of this chapter of Isaiah that says something along the line of a free offer or invitation to God, to God's compassion, to His salvation. This free offer or invitation to God's compassion and salvation to the thirsty who want abundant life. Something along that line, some version of that is probably in your scripture. And as I read that, I thought that could be the Gideon's motto, right? That is what we're going out and doing. A free offer or invitation to God's compassion or salvation to the thirsty who want abundant life. We're going out on your behalf and giving a free copy of this salvation story, the story about Jesus Christ, to anybody who is wanting it. And we are able to do that because of partnerships like this. Look at verse 1 and 2. Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And the rest of verse 1 talks about, even if you have no money, right? So it's free. Verse 2, listen carefully to me and eat what is good and let your soul delight in abundance. I can tell you from the perspective of a global ministry, we get a lot of reports about what God's doing around the world. And I can tell you that the need to reach the lost is immense. But I'm here to say thank you. Thank you for your partnership. Every time you pray, every time you give to this ministry, we're being able to go and see verse 1 and 2 of Isaiah 55 play out. We're able to go and give a free copy to someone who then, as verse 2 talks about, delights their soul in it. People like the hotel clerk in Fort Myers, one of the team members of the distribution that I was down there with, provided a copy of God's Word to an employee at the hotel. Now, the employee said he was Hindu, and so in talking, the Gideon said, well, you know, how do you get to heaven? He's like, well, we have to just be good. And the Gideon said, well, how good do you have to be? Right? How good is good enough? And he just didn't have an answer. And so the guy saw a little, you ever stayed in the hotels that have like the little ice buckets in the hotel room? You know what I'm talking about? You go down, fill up the ice. There happened to be one of those sitting right there on the counter. And he walked over and grabbed it. And he said, look, this is like sin that you are trying to carry and get rid of. And he put it over in his other hand. Jesus has already said he'll take that sin from you. What does that leave you with? God's like, nothing. And visually, he was able to see this free story of salvation kind of play out in front of him. And he prayed with that Gideon that day to accept Christ and to transfer his trust from himself, doing good enough, to Jesus who had already done. Right? As one person tells me, Christianity is the done religion. It's everybody else has to do something. Christ has already done it for us, right? And so when you explain it like that to people, he was just able to visually see it. And you see that verse 2 and a smile and a joy in his eyes that he realized he didn't have to carry that burden anymore, right? Of being good enough. We also get to see the promise play out that Isaiah highlights in verse 3. If you read verse 3, incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you. So many times people reading scriptures, after we give it to them, come into that everlasting covenant that Isaiah talks about there. It is a joyful thing to see that it is everlasting. Once they realize that they are saved by God's grace, they have to do nothing. Another promise in verse 7 that we, and I'm going to include you in this, right? You, me, all of us, brothers and sisters in Christ, get to share with people in verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Now, I know pardon politically has gotten a bad rap probably over the last little bit because it's used so politically in different ways. Let's leave it behind us. Here's what I'm going to tell you. If you are not sharing with your neighbor, if you're not sharing with your coworker, if you're not sharing with the server at the restaurant, if you're not sharing with that person next to you at the gas station about the abundant pardon that God has given us, then start sharing. God has given us an abundant pardon of our sins. No matter what you've done, that is the gospel message, is it not? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son that whosoever, I'm going to add a little bit here, that whosoever that has done whatsoever, that whosoever that's done whatsoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. That is the abundant pardon that the Gideons are sharing with people as we go out on your behalf. We're telling them it doesn't matter where you've come from. It doesn't matter what you have done. God can abundantly pardon you. Amen? I'm thrilled about the promise he highlights in verse 8 and 9 of chapter 55. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. I often look, if you're anything like me, I often look for the best way to do something. Define the best way, right? Who knows what that means? The way I think it should be done, right? But then God shows me his way. And it's always the better way. When you take the time and say, okay, God, what do you want me to do here? Right? And that word thoughts there, that translates thoughts, it carries a connotation of purpose. So not only is God saying, I'm going to give you the opportunity to grow in your thoughts, to grow your thoughts into my thoughts. I'm going to give you the opportunity to grow in purpose, that your purpose will become my purpose. And I'm going to give you the opportunity to grow in your ways so that your ways are like my ways, right? He gives us the chance to do that. As sons and daughters of Christ, of God, and having accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior. That means our thoughts should be different than the world's thoughts, right? That means our purpose should be different than the world's purpose, that our ways should be different than the world's ways. It means our driving should be different. We should drive differently than the world. We should let people merge in, right? I'm stepping on my own toes, trust me. I should not yell at people from behind the dash. I still struggle. You get the point there, right? He's saying that there's a better way, and that, as Gideon's, that's what we strive to do. When we go out, we show them that they have the opportunity. God is giving them the opportunity to change their thought, change their purpose in life, change the way they're doing things. Then in verse 10, I love this visual he gives right before verse 11. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth a bud, that it will give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. You get the picture there? As the purpose is so sure of what rain does, it is to come down, it is to water, it is to give forth seed so that we can eat. That is a sure thing that happens, that has happened since the beginning of time. That is a sure thing that happens. Then he goes right into verse 11 and says, as all of that, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void. It shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing which I sent it. It's a sure thing. When we leave this with somebody, it's a sure thing. And we got to see that play out that week. One of our distribution team members came back to the hotel one night and found that his shower was not working. And so called down to the front desk, and they sent up Villison. Villison was the maintenance guy. And Villison came up, fixed it real quick for him. And it's kind of an appreciation. The Gideon said, hey, I just want to give you something real quick. Thank you for coming in so quickly, taking care of this. Can I just share some scriptures that are really meaningful to me real quick? And in the back of each of these, we put these verses, and the Gideon just started having him kind of read these. And Villison started reading Romans 5:8. God shows his love for us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 3:10, none is righteous, no, not one. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life. Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that Christ raised, or that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And he got to that last one, and the Gideon said, hey, would you like to make that confession? And he said, yeah, I would. There were no 5 steps on how to witness to somebody. He was reading God's word. And that day, God's word achieved its promise and its purpose in Villison's life. I encourage you, when someone says, hey, will you pray for me? When they text you and say, I'm having a bad day, I'll add on to Pastor's comment. If you're saved and you're saying you believe this and you're not using it, right? Use it. Text back. Don't text back just praying for you. Find a verse, text it. Text the power of God's word to them. When you're talking to a neighbor, pull out a Bible. Have them read some scripture. The power of God's word is beyond anything that we can possibly try to do ourselves. So we just find that over and over again as Gideons. We see the power of God's word, and we just claim that verse over and over again, that when we leave these thousands of copies, millions of copies around the world in people's hands, and sometimes we don't even see the people. We leave them in the drawer of the nightstand in the hotel room. We just know that God's word is going to accomplish its purpose. Amen? And then he gives us verse 12. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. Choir director, music minister, I'm not sure your title. Thank you for having that song sung this morning. I didn't say anything about it, but having that song sung was perfect. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and hills shall break forth into singing before you, and the trees of the field shall clap their hands. My wife is with me here this morning. She's a big fan of classical musicals. And that vision, that verse, how many of you have ever seen The Sound of Music? All right, that scene where the Julie Andrews comes out. Are you bring your singing voice? Because I'm going to sing the first part. I want you to bring it home for me though. You ready? The hills are alive. You've been watching? You watch? You see who to pick for the choir now. I can tell you a few over here not to pick. You, that is you. You get to go out with joy. You get to go out with peace. See, we truly believe that God's Word transforms lives. We truly believe that when we hand or leave a copy of God's Word somewhere, it is going to impact a life and transform it. Here's what I think isn't shared a lot. The people that do the work of getting it there, the Gideons, the church partners, kind of have a promise that your life is going to be transformed as well. When you partner with us, God's saying, hey, you are going to go out with joy. I'm going to lead you in peace when you participate in this mission of getting my word out. That is a beautiful promise that I have claimed a number of times and that I have felt a number of times. And I pray that you feel it this week, that as you partner with Gideon's International, you would feel God's joy and His peace leading you out. It is a transformation that is the exact same as that person who receives a copy of God's Word. Amen? 1 Chronicles 16:8 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people." And that is exactly what you do when you partner with the Gideon's International. As a team, we make known His deeds by witnessing and distributing His Word. And as a result, God transforms their lives and transforms ours as well. So how can you possibly partner with us? I'm going to quickly share a couple of ways that you might want to engage with the Gideon's International. Number one is prayer. I can't tell you how many times we go out and I don't see a way of getting into a place, or the hotel clerk is telling us, I don't think we need any of those. And then I just remember somebody's praying somewhere. And wouldn't you know it, someone walks around the corner and kind of takes over the conversation. And they say, oh yeah, we can take those in. Or we get to a school and that principal just doesn't want us on campus. But somehow, somewhere, something happens. Something clicks. And I know what it is. It's prayers. When we're on the what I call the front lines and actually talking to somebody, you know, you just feel the Spirit of the Lord, His presence, come into that hotel lobby or that wherever we're at and fill the room. It's the prayers that do that. So I'm going to ask you if you could pray this week. Pray for those thousands of scriptures, thousands of people that will come into contact with God's Word in Fort Myers area and around the world. You know, at 60-something million copies a year, that means a copy of God's Word through the Gideons is getting placed now. Pray for that soul. Anytime. I don't care what time. I don't care if you wake up at 5 o'clock before your workout, Pastor. I don't care if you wake up at 10 o'clock because you're retired and God bless you, right? I don't care if you're sitting at dinner one night and you just remember, hey, I need to pray for the Gideons. I'm telling you, any time of the day, a copy of God's Word's going out somewhere around the world through the Gideons, and we would covet your prayers for it. You could give. Today we're going to take an offering at the end of the service. Here's an interesting aspect of this ministry. Because it is a global ministry but done on a local basis, you never pay for any travel, right? If I choose to go down to Fort Myers and do the little Bible distribution down there, I cover that, right? The local camp takes care of buying the scriptures. The funds that the churches give always go 100% to the purchase and placement of those scriptures, never to anybody having to go. And I appreciate what missionaries do. They have to go learn the culture. They have to go, you know, pay rent somewhere. They have to live there in the nation for a while. They have to do all these things. That's their calling. Our calling is just different. It's unique. And it's this, that we have Gideons placed around the world doing the work that we are talking about this morning. And all you're doing when you give is making sure they have a copy of this to give out. Okay? That's our promise to you when you give this morning. A case of Bibles cost about $155. If you want a dollar point to kind of work with in your head, if you can sponsor a case, great. If you can sponsor two cases, great. If you want to go in with your neighbor and sponsor a case, however you want to do it, I just want to let you know that it takes about $155 for us to get a case of Scripture shipped and put on the ground somewhere for a Gideon to go out and distribute. Lastly, I'm just going to ask, could you join the local work here around your community? If you're a Christian businessman or professional, here's what we do as Gideons. We meet. We meet weekly prayer meetings. We have a monthly kind of camp meeting where we talk about where we're going to be going for distributions. But at every meeting, we're encouraging one another and challenging one another to impact our community for Christ. So if you're looking for something like that to build your spiritual character and build your spiritual courage, I personally think there has been no better opportunity and growth in my life in that area than joining this ministry. It is a phenomenal experience when you get to stand in front of somebody and afterwards you realize what you've allowed God to work through you to do. When you get to see what I call the kingdom expansion happen right in front of you. There is no other feeling like it. And again, the big, you know, studies that go out into churches, the Barna groups, all these research firms that go into churches, we continue to see about 5% of church-going Christians say that they have shared Christ with someone over the last 12 months. And I'm telling you this, it's not enough. We encourage one another at all of our meetings. You're going to get tools. You're going to get training on personal evangelism. It is going to be a way that you will strengthen your spiritual walk. I promise you that. And it's a great ministry for couples. You know, Becky gets to go into places I can't go. The ladies' jails, the nursing facilities for the females only, the pregnancy care centers. It has been a wonderful ministry that we worked in together. So if Holy Spirit's kind of elbowing you right now to possibly partner with us in that way, love to talk with you after service. I'm about to finish up. Pastor's going to come close us out. But I want to say this while I finish. It doesn't matter any of the promises that we've talked about today in Isaiah 55. You might be in need of that eternal covenant that was talked about in verse 3. You might be in need of more understanding of God's thoughts and purposes in your life and understanding how God's ways can rule in your life that he talked about in verses 8 and 9. All of those promises are from the same God. So if you've heard any of those that you're in need of this morning, he can do that for you. And I'll close with the last verse in chapter 55, verse 13, that says, all of these things that have been talked about, all of these things that are promised, are done for the Lord's name to be glorified as an everlasting sign. So pastor, church, when you partner with the Gideons, I just want to say thank you for partnering with a ministry whose goal, whose mission is to see people come to Christ. But we do it because in everything we do, we want to be God glorifying and give his name praise forever. Amen. All right. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor.